especially verses 42 and 44. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed be the fruit of your womb." 44. "For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." And so we make our beginning there. What is going on? What exactly? And just to back up for a moment, last week we talked about, did we not? Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, "He will exult over you with loud singing," a prophecy of God, specifically of Jesus Christ, exulting over his church with loud singing. And we talked about on that last day, that glorious day, that day when he returns, and the joy and the gladness there. And all of that joy and that gladness that comes from God himself. And that's important. And then we ask, what next? Where do we go next? What do we talk about next? Well, John the Baptist leaping within the womb. So what happens when Jesus enters the world? What? The baby in the womb leaps for joy. The Holy Spirit being poured out on John the Baptist, still at that point growing within his mother's womb. And then his mother Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesying. And just moments later, Mary carrying Jesus within her womb, speaking the Magnificat, song of praise and wonder to God for the amazing things he is doing. Did you notice in the singing? Did you notice? Have you noticed as you've heard the Magnificat before? The most prominent theme is praise to God for what God is doing. The second most prominent theme is a wonder at that God would do such things to somebody of such low estate. There's a humility there that adds to the praise of God for his wondrous working. So, what's going on here? Jesus still in the womb. In fact, maybe just a few weeks old in the womb. And here he is coming to visit John the Baptist. And John the Baptist still in the womb, 6 months along or so, leaping for joy as he recognizes his Lord coming to him. And this is what takes place as God enters the world, as Jesus comes into this world. So we start to ask questions, and there's many ways to spin off from this. Why does this happen? The psalm says, "In order to silence the foe and the avenger." That's why God brings forth praise from little babies, little infants, to silence the foe and the avenger. So they're right in the face of the devil, still gloating over the fallen and ruined human nature. This baby in the womb leaps for joy, and the mother is filled with the Spirit and prophesies, and the virgin speaks or sings the song of praise as the mother of God, the second person of the Trinity. God is beginning to undo the undoing. And as he does so, he begins deep within. He begins with the embryo, the fetus. I believe they call it a blastocyst early on in the development. The implanted in the lining of the womb, the single cell fertilized egg. And this is our God entering our world, undoing the undoing. God takes sides with the helpless, doesn't he? Yeah. The rich he sends empty away. The poor are filled. The humble are raised up. Or the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, they shall see the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And it becomes part of our honoring of that part of the life of Jesus that we care about and we welcome the little ones. This aspect is so important that for at least 20 years, confirmation classes, I've taught the young people that when a young lady then grows up and when that lady, young lady, conceives, when there is a baby within, what she should do is come to church. Bring her little baby still within her into the presence of God, because church is where Jesus promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And her child can be in the presence of Jesus Christ, like John the Baptist was in the presence of Jesus Christ. And a baby still not yet born is relating to God and relating to other human beings. And Jesus, an unborn infant, is working the work of salvation. He's calling John the Baptist to faith in himself. Again, why does this happen? Why does all of this take place? Why does John leap? Well, very simply because Jesus is the Savior. He is the one who will take our sins on him. He is the one who will grow up to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. He is the one who will carry our sins before the throne of his Father. He is the one who will hang on the cross, who will bleed and die for us. He is the one who will be laid in the tomb and then rise from the dead on the third day. And in that Jesus Christ, in that child then born and grown up, we will find our salvation. So what else can John do than leap and rejoice and celebrate? As Jesus comes among us, he begins to gather all the nations, including children, including infants, including the unborn even. He begins with the smallest and most helpless. Jesus begins his preaching there that day in Elizabeth's home. And John the Baptist begins his preaching that day also. Does so the only way he can, by expressing his joy. So, in church, when we get a baby or a little child who is wiggly or noisy, we can say to ourselves, why, this is like John the Baptist. Again, the question again, why does John leap? And it would be tempting indeed. It is tempting to sort of bend the title of the sermon a little bit and maybe talk about, oh, when King David went out to welcome the Ark of the Covenant coming into Jerusalem. What did King David do as the Ark was coming into Jerusalem? David danced before the Lord. Why? Because the God of grace and mercy was coming that day to be with David there in Jerusalem. And so John the Baptist dances before the Lord, we could say, just bending the words a little bit. And we could ask, well, why does John leap? Again, we ask it. He leaps because Jesus is the Savior, and even then, by the working of the Holy Spirit, John knows his need for a Savior. And this is where the tie comes a second time with King David. King David, who said, surely I have been a sinner from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Psalm 51. David was aware of his sinfulness. John, by the working of the Holy Spirit, by that miraculous working of the Holy Spirit, he's aware of his condition also. It's the condition of all humanity. And because even if John the Baptist cannot yet put anything into words, he expresses it. I, a sinner, have God, the Savior, coming to me. And you ask, how many people spend years, how many spend decades trying to unlearn this one truth? Struggling to not be aware of our fallenness, of the sin deep inside of us. Avoiding that awareness and so missing out on the joy of exactly the same one that John the Baptist met and celebrated by leaping for joy on that day. Again, why does John leap? John leaps in the womb because here is the Savior, this is God coming to our sinful human condition, God who will be born for us, who will be laid in the manger, God who will grow up for us to preach the gospel and tell of forgiveness of sins and the gift of life and that life that is the life forever, God who will kneel in the garden and pray for us, God who will then be arrested and beaten and carry his cross, God who will be nailed to the cross and stay there for us because we needed him to endure the whole time and bring it to completion, God who would be laid in the tomb and that would rise from the dead. This is God who comes to share all human weakness, who hungered and thirsted for us, who was weary for us. This is God who would walk the walk of faith. That might be the most amazing thing. Who would walk the walk of faith and then walk that walk with us. This is God who comes to share in our sorrows that we can share in his joy, to share in our weakness that we might have his strength, to share in the humbling, that in him we might share the glory. This is God. There in John's house, there with Elizabeth and Mary. This is the same one who is with us day after day and who promises to be with us where we are gathered in his name. Why does John leap? Because Christmas is coming. And he has to celebrate. And so do we. In Jesus' name, amen.